It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Good news, Ross.
Yes, I could. And I have a surprise for you, Drew, starting with some good news. You know, Brendan Fraser was here yesterday. We love him, getting all that Oscar buzz. And did you don't know this. He left you a little surprise.
What?
Yeah, he left it in his dressing room. Take a look at this. Oh, zoom in a little bit there. That's above the doorway.
Oh, my God.
It's so cute.
Oh, my God. That's the sweetest thing I've ever seen. No one's ever done anything like that here.
I was thinking maybe he started a trend, and when people come by, they can leave little notes on the dressing room wall.
Do you know what is, like, the biggest dumb missed opportunity we've ever done here on the show?
What?
Is not have a guest book.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, every show has a guest book.
Guess what we're getting here? I'm making a decision. We're getting a guest book.
All right. Help me.
I'll buy it. It'll be here next week.
All right, well, let's hit some headlines. First, People report that the trailer for season 4 of You is here. And no, I don't mean you. I mean You on Netflix, starring Penn Badgley as Joe, the serial stalker. But according to the trailer, this time Joe has a stalker. We have a clip. Let's take a look.
I ran away from all this. But one of you is watching me. One of you is hiding in plain sight. So who are you?
You got me hooked on this show, and now I'm obsessed with it. I can't wait to be watching. Welcome back, you.
Yeah.
All right, next, if you're one of the millions of hustling, bustling Americans who pride themselves on how great they are at multitasking, well, it turns out the joke's on you. According to stylists, experts say multitasking is terrible for productivity in your brain. Isn't that interesting? Our brains, our prefrontal cortex to be exact, can't actually do multiple complex tasks at once, because it turns out we're not able to multitask. It actually means you're, like, attention switching, which causes mental fatigue. I feel like I'm getting mental fatigue saying this story. It is... Do you get, like, brain dead when you try to do too many things at once? Look at her. Is this you that we're talking about?
This story is so triggering, I don't know where to begin.
Really?
I am Mrs. Multitasker. That's all most of us do all day long is multitask.
They say you're supposed to focus at one task at a time.
They do? Do they want to step into my messy life and make it all compartmentalized and perfect?
Okay, I want to be... Wait. I want to be very clear. I don't say that you should. They say that you should, Drew. I mean, and they have science behind them. They say that you can do something better if you focus on that task and then move on to the next.
I'm sure they do. But gee, for any parents out there or people who work or people who are trying to help others, I'm so sorry, but no!
No. You know who Drew is? You know who you are? Have you ever seen those like one-man bands where they have like cymbals between their knees and they're playing a drum and a horn at the same time? That is you. That's how you are. Apply it if you want. Ignore it if you want. It's okay. Here's something. Attention married couples or people who want to get married one day. If you're looking to spice up date night, Pure Wow has a trick to make your 100th date feel like the first one ever. They say you should meet at the restaurant rather than driving together. They say traveling solo to your date spot allows you to decompress from your day solo, and you'd be surprised at how something as so simple as seeing your spouse through a window or like watching them arrive, like seeing, oh, hi. You know what I mean? Can like rekindle those first date romantic little flames. You think there's anything to this?
I'm no longer stressed, I'm irritated.
Oh God.
I've been saying this on this show since we started 3 years ago.
You're back. I've been here, yeah.
The fights I've like gotten in with like boyfriends about like, I don't want to talk in the car because you've run out of conversation by the time you get there, or you're just exhausted, or like you're getting ready and they're just peeing in the background and you're like, man, where's the spice?
Yeah.
You know? Whatever.
I do that. We do this, Wellington and I. You know, we check in throughout the day, but my favorite thing is when I get home, we each download our entire day to each other. And I look forward, it's like my favorite show is my husband. You know, I just get all the details. I tell him about what we did that day. I love it. Anything you can do after a few years to make it feel romantic and special, do it, do it, do it.
Absolutely. I agree. Well, finally, a story from our San Francisco Bay affiliate, KPIX5. Bay Area local Billy Bradford turned his passion into a creative and impactful way to give back to his community. So he loved restoring vintage bikes that he found at garage sales and flea markets, but eventually he found himself with a garage full of more bikes than he had use for. So instead of giving up his hobby, he started giving away the bikes to people in need,
dubbing it
Bad Business Model Bikes.
Yeah, and he's given away over 700 free bikes. And says in exchange for the wheels, he's asking the recipients just to do something nice for someone else. And I think this is a really good idea.
Oh,
yes, I did.
You did. There's that pun. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know who else I love?
Who?
Chelsea Handler.
Me too.
And she's coming here.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let TruGreen do your lawn care. Visit TruGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
And I came in early the next day, and I went right up to the whiteboard where they listed everyone's names who had made the cheerleading team. And as I was approaching the whiteboard, the school nurse intercepted me. And she said, "Sweetie, we all saw your cheerleading audition yesterday, and I need you to come to the nurse's office with me so we can test you for scoliosis.
Live and in person, just how we love her the most.
Are we so
it's
excited?
Chelsea Handler!
Well, let me tell you something. The whole world is having a major Chelsea Handler moment right now. I gotta tell you. It's so good. You so deserve it.
You're sweet. That's so nice. It's not nice.
It's true.
Because let's talk a couple facts, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, I believe it's February 6th is the date. Receipts is when you start hosting The Daily Show.
Well, I'm guest hosting The Daily Show.
It's interesting because, like, when, you know, James Corden announced that he was leaving, of course, I was like, okay, what is going to happen? Then Trevor Noah announced that he was leaving The Daily Show, and I think what I ended up writing a thing about was, where is the female? Where's the woman in late night?
Yeah. I mean, every network has to ask themselves that question at this point because all these white guys are doing a great job, but they're not women. You know what I mean?
Well, let me tell you what I found out, which was Corden's show will become a panel show. And it even said in a lot of articles that it's going to be reminiscent of Chelsea Lately.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Without me.
You know, that was such an epic show, and they're paying homage to it by literally saying, we'd like to go to that format, you know, of what you created back in the day. Then The Daily Show announces, you know, a couple of guest hosts, and who is there but two women, you included.
Mm-hmm.
The Daily Show.
But it's ridiculous that there isn't a woman in this position, and I'm available to do it. So it's really up to, like, who's going to give me the right opportunity.
I love that you've come out and said you want to do that. You want to come back to late night.
And we want it.
And
we want
hello,
you.
We want it as well. So, well, is it happening? Is it happening?
Well, I mean, it's not. No, I'm having conversations about it.
Okay,
I'm gonna host the Daily Show and see if that's something that would make sense for a future endeavor.
Yeah, you
are. You know, there's a lot of people that are probably in consideration for that, but I'm one of those people.
I have to say, wherever you land, we will all be watching.
Yeah, we cannot wait. Now, this is a strange segue, but I got so excited by this fun fact that I needed to know if it was true. Was Jaws filmed in your front yard?
Sort of. The shark, that was, yes. There was a lot of scenes filmed on Martha's Vineyard in front of our house. My parents had a summer house at Martha's Vineyard, yes. And Jaws, Bruce was the name of the shark. So they had that mechanical shark swimming back and forth. So my brothers and sisters didn't go in the water for like 10 years.
By the way, I mean, it ruined. I tell Stephen all the time, you ruined it.
I know.
He ruined the ocean.
He ruined sharks and the ocean in one fell swoop.
Yeah. Just love it. I love you so much.
Well, you kind of speak for so many people. You've been very vocal about not wanting to have children ever, you know. But I'm curious, are there ever times when you see a cute little baby and you think, maybe?
No, never.
Okay.
I never think that. I feel like, you know, so many women have reached out to me going, thank you for saying that, like, you don't have to be, you're not worthy in this world when you become a mother or someone's wife. You're worthy before that. And I understand some people want children. Go for it. Go get one. But for the people for the people that don't, you know, we're doing the world a favor, too. I mean, there's, you know, it's something to be valued.
Okay, we're gonna go to a quick commercial, and then when we come back, I wanna play one of our favorite games. Blah, blah, blah. Red flag, yellow flag, green flag. We'll be right back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's that? We're back with Chelsea Handler.
Two people, you know what you want in life and you know what you want when it comes to dating, to life, to everything. So it's time to find out about your biggest deal breakers in a game we call Red Flag, Yellow Flag, Green Flag. So here's how it works. I'm gonna give out some scenarios. If you're cool with it, you're gonna bring out your green flag, all right? If it's a little neutral, you don't care so much, yellow flag. And if it's a hard pass, red flag. Got it?
This is so fun.
Okay, first up, he or they are looking to be in a throuple.
I don't like that.
No throuples for Chelsea Handler.
No, I don't mind being the third party, but I don't want any other position. I don't want to be in the primary party having a throuple, but I wouldn't mind being the person coming in and out.
You want to make a pit stop, a cameo?
What about you, Drew?
Could you be in a throuple? I wonder.
Dealing with two people?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh my God, relationships are hard enough. I guess, just because I don't know who I'm dealing with, I'm gonna do that. But, you know, I don't know. I guess this.
It sounds exhausting. You have to fake it twice. All right, what about this? It's below 70 degrees out, and they show up to a date wearing flip-flops.
Okay, that's in your special.
Chelsea's, I knew that you couldn't do this.
No, I hate flip-flops, and I think they should be illegal.
What is it about them that
they're
you hate?
Just for men, it's not for them. It's for girls and gay men who take care of your feet and get pedicures. And you can't just whip your feet out.
No.
That's not acceptable to me anymore.
I took my straight brother to get his first pedicure. It was fun.
Truth.
Oh, you're fine with it.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
I can't. I personally love a guy who wears like slides with socks. My ex-boyfriend Luke used to wear like socks and his Adidas, and I was so turned on. I loved that. Like, I thought he was so cool. And he used to wear like a visor. I was like, who makes visors look cool?
He sounds like he's in a 70s porno.
All right, what if they tell you on the first date that they have kids, but they didn't include that in their online profile?
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
Okay,
As long as you get it as, you know, face-to-face, the first face-to-face, if they tell you the truth, then that's what the most important thing is.
Some people might say their dating app is not the place for their kids or to discuss it or show them. And I know because I'm one of them.
Oh, see, I love that.
This is not a forum about my kids.
Yeah.
And they're not up for the selling point or any of it.
I was talking to this guy and we were texting, and then like the third text in, he said something like, oh, I'm just putting the kids to bed with my wife. And I reread it and I went, what? And then I went back and he said, oh, just here for friends, married with children. And I thought, who's on a dating app to meet friends? Like, if you don't have friends and you don't know how to figure
red
out...
Red flag.
I was like, hey, buddy, I'm not talking to you to become friends, okay?
Yeah, whoa!
I know, that was so weird to me. And then I was looking, and I guess that's a category where you can be like, I'm just here to meet people. And you're like, no.
I see that a lot, not the married thing, but the here just for friends. And then I'm like, okay, well, we're all shopping here. And if your cart is full, why are you here?
Yeah, it's like going to the grocery store for a library book. Darling, you're at the wrong spot. Right?
On that same dating app, this guy wrote, he was like, I grew up above a cobbler shop, so the scent of leather just is so nostalgic. And every time I smell it, I'm brought back to my childhood. And I was like, all right, well, you know, jokingly, I'm like, well, if I smell any leather today, I'll let you know. And I said, but, you know, what an interesting story. And he goes, oh, I made it up.
What?
And I just went, unfollow or block.
Well, this one's more interesting, okay, because it has to do with etiquette. So these are his table manners.
What do I do if I don't want this piece of food in my mouth?
Oh.
What if I just did this?
Yeah.
I will never forget that.
Definitely a yellow flag. If it were on a first date and someone just spit out their food. But I like that she covered her mouth while she was doing it. She didn't just go.
Okay, what about this? So you go on a couple dates with somebody, cute, cute, and then all of a sudden they want to sext you. Like, get dirty in the inbox. Oh, well, you know what I mean, stop it. You know, just like, text each other.
But after you've already had sex with them?
No, you just got on a couple dates, oh, it's cute, how fun. And then all of a sudden it's like, what are you wearing?
Yeah, I don't like that until you've had some penetration.
Oh, God.
Like, that is not foreplay to you.
No. I find that creepy, and it's overstepping.
Chelsea, whether it's daytime, nighttime, morning, noon, or night, we need you.
Yeah, we do.
We need you on TV. We need you in your special. It's Chelsea's new stand-up special called Revolution, which is on Netflix, by the way.
Right now.
And it is just awesome, as are you. I love you. I cannot wait. February 6th on The Daily Show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Finding tricks to make my makeup routine easier. Listen, I'm just a beauty junkie. I am, I always have been, I always will be. And beauty influencer and TikToker Jessica Carrasco is also known on TikTok as Slay by Jess. And she has a hack for executing the perfect winged eyeliner by using tape. So check this out.
If you struggle with doing your eyeliner, try this. You're going to take a little piece of tape. Following your lower lash line, you're going to attach the piece of tape to the outer corner of your eye. Do this on both sides and make sure that they're even, just like that. Take another small piece of tape. Add this to the upper part of your lid to create a little triangle. Now you're going to take a black eyeshadow on your finger and you're going to tap this into that little triangle shape. Bring it into the upper lash line. And now you're just going to peel this tape back. And you should be left with a crisp line. Ideally do this before foundation to avoid this. After you clean that up, you're left with a perfect winged eyeliner. You can also line your upper lash line, but I prefer not to. Now just repeat on the other side. And you're left with perfect and symmetrical winged eyeliner.
Was that. Thank
you so much for that tip. And thank you, everybody here, for choosing to spend your time with us, because we do. We make this show for you, whether you're here or watching on TV or on your laptop or your phone or wherever we get our content now. Thank you for joining us, and we make it for you, so take it with you.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or any time. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.